Welcome. This is a guided meditation on the rain practice. So I was introduced to the rain practice by Tara Brock, and rain stands for recognize, allow, investigate, and nurture. I'm going to change up the I and make it interconnected. And this comes from Kristen Neff's Common Humanity. So when we remember that we're interconnected, we remember that we're not alone. So let's begin this rain practice by finding a seat that is comfortable, and you can relax into your seat or your lying position. And we're going to take a few deep breaths in through our nose and sigh them out our mouth. Here we go. One more. Wonderful. So rain is a practice that you can use when you are feeling some kind of difficult emotion or walking through a difficult experience. I often come to this when I'm in the middle of a frustrating moment with my kids. I take a break, remove myself into my room, bathroom, closet, and I walk through the rain practice. So let's use this together. R, recognize. First, just recognize what is the emotion that I'm feeling right now. It might be frustration. This is the experience of frustration. I feel tightness in my chest and back. I feel, This is the experience of frustration. Recognize this is mindfulness. I'm mindfully aware of what I am experiencing. It's a little different than just being in it. It's kind of being able to zoom out and see what's happening and see how it feels. Allow. Remember Jeff Swarren's Welcome to the Party? Oftentimes we judge ourselves. Why am I getting so frustrated? Why can't I just handle this? It's my own fault I'm frustrated, and on and on. So allow offers us another option. Welcome to the party, frustration. Glad you're here. Remember the campfire? If you haven't heard that one yet, check it out. The frustration is stomping over to the campfire and you're there with your warm blanket and your cup of tea, and you say, welcome to the party, frustration. Come on, have a seat. Everyone's welcome here. And then interconnected. It is normal for me to feel frustrated as a parent. All parents feel frustrated with their kids from time to time, and maybe pretty often. There is probably another parent on my street right now experiencing frustration, particularly if you're getting your kids ready in the morning. That statement is almost 100% true. So interconnected, you're not alone. And finally, nurture. How can you nurture your soul? What do you need in this moment? It might be placing your hand on your heart. I need to know I'm not alone. I need to know I'm normal. I need to know I'm not failing. You might bring your inner mentor, your older, wiser self there beside you. You might bring your resourcing posse that you created in one of the other meditations, that unconditional support meditation. Bring them around you, kind of like a circle of support, and or your pet, whoever was in that unconditional support, bring them there with you. And they might offer you a phrase of, I see you, this is hard. You're doing a great job. You might also know, I need to call my friend. I need to vent. I need a moment. I need a break. I need fill in the blank. Check, get your resourcing menu. Maybe you need to make an easy meal. Maybe you need your kids to do 30 minutes of TV time. Maybe you need to send your partner or your best friend crazy emojis that make you laugh. Maybe you need to watch something funny on your phone for a few minutes before you go back in to your day. Ask yourself, what do I need? Beautiful job. You have just done the rain practice. It's a wonderful compassion meditation that I come back to and use regularly, sometimes daily, whenever I need it. You can use it in private. You can use it when your kids are around because you can do it all inside. It's a wonderful way to start to bring some compassion to those much needed moments of struggle. Thank you so much for listening. Be well.